Senator Albert Kukesh represents more than 125 small communities, many in isolated parts of Southeast and the interior. Most have little funding for roads, schools, and other projects outside the government. That's why the Angoon Democrat is looking forward to having a capital budget again. The legislature's public works spending plan was short of money for community projects last year, but this time he's expecting to have room for local needs. Governor Sean Parnell has already started the process by proposing a series of projects. Kukesh says it looks good, but he does have some worries.
I like the idea of the major maintenance portion that the governor has proposed, and I like that because I'd like to see some of the high schools taken care of or some of the state buildings. But it looks like the governor is spending a lot of the money already, though, so I'm kind of concerned about anything being left for the legislature.
He's not sure yet what he'll try to include in the capital budget this year. What he'll ask for depends on what communities request. Kukesh chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. He says it will examine what's needed to support construction of a natural gas pipeline.
There's no question that we're going to have to start looking at the bridge infrastructure in Alaska and the road infrastructure in Alaska. If we're going to build eventually a gas pipeline in Alaska, our roads aren't up to it right now. Our roads aren't capable of carrying, or a lot of our roads are not capable of carrying the kind of weight we're going to have to require. We have a lot of work to do. The infrastructure is not up to par for that.
The list includes the highway connecting Haines to Alaska's interior, which could handle construction traffic. Kukesh's Transportation Committee will also have a voice in plans for the new Alaska Class Ferry. He supports Parnell's budget scenario using a mix of federal and state funds to construct the first of several ships. The Angoon Democrat usually introduces few bills. He says he considers his job to be blocking bad legislation, but the bipartisan Senate majority member says that's not as much of a problem as it once was.
The majorities in the House and the Senate are made up such a way with native legislators and with rural legislators that we don't have to worry about that anymore. The last time that happened was when the majority was different, and Senator Con Bundy, for example, introduced a head tax bill for those people living in unorganized boroughs in the state. Well, of course, it was aimed at those of us in rural Alaska, and we had to stop that legislation.
Kukesh says he'll continue pushing for projects to reduce the cost of electricity in his district. That includes the Cake-Petersburg Intertie, a Metlakatla to Ketchikan power line, and the Reynolds Creek Hydropower Plant on Prince of Wales Island. He says more isolated communities, such as Hoonah and Angoon, need to develop hydro or geothermal plants closer to home.
I know one of the dreams was to have a line that runs all the way from Ketchikan all the way through to Haines and Skagway for an intertie for electricity. I just don't see that in my lifetime. The cost is really so prohibitive. So what we have to do is look at all the little pockets of areas that need hydroelectric power and just work for them on an individual basis for now.
Kukesh and three other Angoon residents were cited last year for catching too many sockeye salmon near their hometown. That's put him at the center of a statewide controversy over subsistence management and enforcement. He says he has no plans to introduce subsistence legislation this year, and he's not aware of anyone else who does.
Right now, our main task is to work with the federal government on the overhaul of subsistence in Alaska, and unfortunately the state is not so much of a player as it thought it was going to be, because, you know, when you take the federal lands in Alaska and you add all of the 45 million acres that the natives owned, you know, the state is not much of a player here.
All lawmakers are keeping an eye on the upcoming census, which will help determine changes in legislative district boundaries. Southeast's population has dropped, while South Central's has grown. Kukesh says that means his communities may be absorbed into surrounding districts.
I think that there's a possibility we could lose my Senate seat and Representative Thomas's House seat. And, you know, they may put us in with Sitka or with Juneau. And certainly those in Southeast and Prince of Wales Island would go into the Ketchikan Senate seat, so hard to say. I'm concerned about it. I think there's probably some protections from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. when you have minority districts like mine is and Representative Thomas's is, but I don't know how much sway they hold to keep those voting districts intact.
He says he supports expanding the number of legislators and districts to keep rural representation strong, but he doesn't expect that idea to gain much momentum. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.